K-Rock 955, this is the wash up thanks to Godding's Kubota's Platinum Excavator Dealer. It was round 17, the penultimate round of the Ballerine season yesterday out at Community Bank Oval at Mount Moriac. Motowari 105, Bowen Heads 56, Warrior Star. Seamus Orr has been good enough to join us, Orr. Firstly, congratulations on the win, but first to you, an update. You copped a corky early in the clash, spent some time forward. How have you pulled up?
Yeah, thanks, King. Not too bad. Got in the water this morning, so feeling a little bit better, but we'll see how the week goes. But, yeah, should be right to go.
Talk to us about what happened. Was it in a contest? I believe it was early. Was it in a contest?
Yeah, about a minute into the game. I think a Bowen Heads player, he just slipped over and sort of took my legs out. I think I've just got a stray elbow or something like that. It's just knocked me right above the knee. But that's footy.
Yeah, found yourself forward and found yourself kicking a goal as well.
Yeah. I suppose, abandoned the backline boys for the day and went down to the forward pocket. So, always good if you can bob up and kick a goal.
Talk to us about the win, a 49-point victory over a side that had previously only lost one game for the season. Is it putting too fine a point to say that was the club's best victory of the season?
No, not at all, I don't think. Bowen Heads, clearly, throughout the year, have been probably the best side in it. It shows, I think, they're a couple games clear on top of the ladder. We've probably always known, we've had the belief that we could, on our day, we can beat anyone. So really good for all the senior group to, I suppose, be a part of that and such a good win, which was really positive for us. So it builds a lot of momentum going forward.
For a while there, it looked like Anglesey were the likely challenger, but they've come back to the pack a bit. The five set in terms of who the five finalists are going to be, unless Ocean Grove win by some dramatic margin and you were to get beaten by some significant margin next week. Who challenges Bowen Heads in the second semi-final remains a mystery to everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And it probably hasn't been that way in the BFL in past years. You know, such a close group of five, and I think we've certainly beaten some of those and lost to some of those other teams. So it really comes down to who turns up on the day and who's able to put together four quarters of good footy. So it's good for the competition. It's really good.
Modda doesn't have a great record against AMOs, but if you were to beat them next week, and I think if Queenscliff were to be beaten by Ocean Grove, you could actually jag the double chance. Is it more, though, from Josh Finch and John Meeson, your co-coaches, just probably going and getting the job done next week, and then what will be will be?
Yeah, exactly. It's a bit cliche, but we really can't control that. What we can control is go out and play AMOs, get a win, keep playing some really good footy, which we've done the last couple of weeks, and then I suppose you launch into that final series with a fair bit of momentum, and it just comes back to, like we said, that we think we can beat anyone, so we just need to get in there, and we think we can give it a red-hot crack.
How important the return of Luke Forbes in recent weeks? Now, I know only he was kept fairly quiet in terms of goals yesterday, but I suppose having him there frees others up. And I talk about Josh McDonald kicking five yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Forbes's got probably one of the most impressive resumes of anyone going around in local footy these days, and he's just so smart. So not only can he bob up and kick some goals, but he helps set up players around him, and whether it's just leaving a little bit of space behind him for Nace Ablett or Josh McDonald or Tom Warple, blokes like that, it's invaluable to have him out there. So yeah, we're a better team with him in it.
Yeah, and on a personal note, getting back into it this year, of course you were part of the grand final run in 2016, didn't play last year, but this year, did it take you some time to find your feet again?
Yeah, it did. I suppose you can do your pre-season and things like that, but once you get back into games, it's different again. So, I've had a little injury early on in the year, so I was struggling with that as well. But once you find a bit of continuity and string some good games together, you soon get back into it.
Yeah, absolutely. And good day all round in the Orr household with the better half, Danny, kicking a goal in the Geelong VFL women's win, a big win over Richmond at GMHBA Stadium.
The Cats VFLW team, they played really well. I think they actually set a couple of records, and Danielle was able to get on the scoreboard and kick a goal. I think she's a little bit flat. She did miss a set shot, so she should be down to training this week practicing. I think she won't go down too well.
Good stuff. Seamus, really appreciate your time. Great to catch up with you. Good to see you back playing some good footy. The Warriors are much better with you in the lineup, and looking forward to the final series. It's just about upon us. Well done yesterday, and good luck come September.
Awesome. Thanks, Kenny. Cheers, mate.